Pennsylvania's hospitals are in crisis. How will the gubernatorial candidates address this growing issue? WHYY's Kenny Cooper helps answer that question.
From Hahnemann University Hospital to Brandywine Hospital, the Delaware Valley has been hit with a wave of hospital closures in recent years. Crozier Health, the struggling four-hospital system in Delaware County, is the latest to face potential changes. In June, Delco legislators debuted a package of bills aimed to protect Pennsylvanians from decisions made by for-profit healthcare companies. But State Senator Tim Carney says those bills will likely die this session in Harrisburg.
We can't seem to get Republicans to really either acknowledge this or understand the gravity of it all. And it's a little frustrating because it's not just it's not a Southeast Delco issue. It's an issue across the whole Commonwealth.
Democratic gubernatorial candidate Josh Shapiro says that he is well-versed on the issues and views Pennsylvania's hospitals as a priority.
It's in crisis right now. We've seen five rural hospitals close since 2005. And we now need to shift and keep our rural hospitals open, expand access to telemedicine.
Shapiro says that there are a bunch of problems facing Pennsylvania's hospitals, but he says that some of the regulations regarding hospital acquisitions are just not strong enough.
Too many of these, wealthy hospital, execs and owners are able to compromise public health and patient safety in the name of making an extra buck. And that's just simply not acceptable.
Shapiro hopes that if elected governor, he can bring all parties to the table to help Delco's hospitals and sharpen regulation. Republican candidate Doug Mastriano did not respond to multiple requests for an interview. Kenny Cooper, WHYY News.